You're listening to the Woman's Hour Power List from BBC Radio 4. Louise Casey is on the Woman's Hour Power List. She is currently the Director General of the government's Troubled Families Programme, and the government has said today that the Troubled Families Initiative is a success. You might remember the £448 million scheme was launched by David Cameron after the riots in England in 2011. The idea is that these so-called troubled families will get intensive support with all aspects of their life. Children are encouraged to go to school regularly, youth crime is reduced, and adults are helped into work. And according to the government, the authorities are working with 62,000 families in England, that is half the overall target, and more than 20,000 of these families have been turned around. Well, let's talk to Louise Casey. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What does turned around mean?
Well, basically, turned around means that the families are able to get their kids to school, whereas before they were either truanting or behaving badly. There are issues like the kids are caught up in crime and antisocial behaviour, and often they're out of work and on benefits. So we've got quite simple measures as whether families turned around. I have to say that in order to achieve those things, the types of things that you have to help the families deal with are often much more deep set and much more difficult. So, you know, I've not met many families yet where there isn't a history of either being in and out of care or abuse or domestic violence. You know, they come from families of abusers.
Right, and this has gone on for generations.
And it's gone on for generations. So I think that what's challenging about the programme and what I feel is difficult is that, of course, we have to turn around families, and yes, we're on track with 22,000 turned around because of the work of colleagues across
the country. But the proof of this turning around, it's all very bizarre. I mean, troubled families is something that some people will take issue with for a start, but let's focus on turning around. How do you measure it exactly, whether a child's going to school, whether in one family a child's gone back to school, the mother or the dad or both have got a job, and they're not committing crimes anymore?
Well, that's exactly how you measure it. So there are measures that are already in place for every government programme of this kind. So we already measure truancy, we already measure whether people are working or not, and we already measure whether crime is down. So we're using existing measures and just knitting them together around a family.
And what does it mean by intervention? Are we talking about social workers entering a home and, let's be completely basic, starting to clean it up?
Well, yeah, we are talking about family intervention workers going into a home.
What does that mean, a family intervention worker?
Basically, the difference is that the workers through this programme, I think, connect with the families in a very different way. So they go into the families, actually into their homes, they sit down with them and they say, right, what's going on here? I know what everybody else is saying about you. I've read all of the assessments, I've got it all, but what do you think is going on? And yes, Jane, sometimes that starts out with some immensely practical things like getting the house cleaned up. So the family I met last Friday afternoon and evening, you know, her starting point, the place was an absolute tip. She was out of control in her mind, and that then meant her whole family and, frankly, her house was an absolute tip.
And the kids weren't getting up in the morning.
And the kids weren't getting up in the morning, they're not getting into school, and that there is crime and antisocial behaviour in those households. Now, the reasons for those are deep set, and actually you have to be able to deal with some of those. So, for example, I firmly believe now, if, say, another woman I met only a week before last in Newcastle, she was a shoplifter and she was thieving, just seeing her as a shoplifter and a thief wasn't going to solve the fact that she'd come from a family of abuse, she lived with a family of abuse, and that's why she was a drug addict.
Nothing else.
Yeah, and okay. She knew nothing else, and some of that stuff means you have to start with the basics. And I think that what we have done in society is we've removed kindness from some of those human interactions.
We do assessments. What do you mean you've removed kindness?
Well, I think that we in some ways have forgotten that the reason these people are in this position is often because they come from such difficult and troubled backgrounds. And actually, when we are sort of circling around them, lots of the families that are in our programme have got numerous agencies around them. They're already being assessed by children's services and social services. They're going to the accident and emergency department to deal with their health problems, and they have the police in and out of their house, you know, with the same domestic violence.
Yeah, but you seem to be implying that they've been treated with kid gloves too often by too many different agencies.
Well, I don't think they've been treated with kid gloves. I think that the issue is that we haven't got sufficiently into the families to honestly help them change, and I think that that's what this programme does at its best when it's... why it's different.
You have in the past spoken about social workers in some cases colluding with families, not recognising when families are, frankly, playing the system.
Well, I think my view is that if you listen to I start with where the families are, and lots of these families are in and out of children's services, they're in and out of police call-outs, they're in and out of accident emergency departments, their kids are on endless lists, You know, we know they're not attending school, but nobody is getting in there and actually helping them change. So we assess what their problems are and, you know, often mitigate further disasters, but we are not in there helping them change. And the kindest thing we can do, and watching the relationships between good family intervention workers and the families, is like watching people help change in the room. And I think that's what's different about this programme.
So will that good work carry on when this incredibly expensive scheme comes to an end in a year and a half?
Well, first of all, it's absolutely not an incredibly expensive scheme. If you think about it, we are spending an average of £75,000 on these households where they are not changing.
They're costing us.
They're costing us £75,000 a year on average for each one of these families. So actually putting an extra £4,000 in, which is what this programme
does. But to make the simple political point about all this, some people do take issue with troubled families and say, actually, yes, they do cost us money, but they don't actually cost us anywhere near as much money as the huge multinational companies that don't pay enough tax and choose to find ways around it. How do you answer that accusation that these people are easy targets?
But they're not targets. These people have come from really difficult backgrounds. They bring children into this world. They don't want their kids to be graduates from young offenders institutions, no more than you do. And to be blunt, I cannot carry on knowing that we're failing the children in these families because we're allowing politics or anything else to get in the way. We have to make sure that we are helping these families to stop the intergenerational violence, to stop the intergenerational abuse. It's like, it's not good enough. It wasn't good enough on the homelessness job to think, oh, okay, we'll just leave people out on the streets because it's easier to help other people.
I mean, that's what I was going to ask you. You've had a number of other high-profile jobs. The head of Tony Blair's Rough Sleepers Unit, then you were the head of the Antisocial Behaviour Unit at the Home Office. You have said some tough things, and they haven't gone down all that well. How do you answer the accusation that actually, perhaps it's not an accusation, you're frankly of the view that you can't get things done being too nice all the time?
Well, look, it's funny, it's being on Women's Hour, isn't it? So if a man's tough talking, he's straight talking. If a woman's tough talking, she's tough and ruthless. I won't let anything get in the way of trying to make sure that the people I'm trying to care about and do something about don't get help. You know, I'm not going to accept a situation where a care leaver is left on the streets of central London outside McDonald's on the Strand at midnight simply because the system can't respond to her. That isn't what I do, Jane. It's not what I've done in any job, and I won't accept that the children in these families have to grow up living the same abuse and the same awful lives as their parents. And if that makes me difficult, if that makes me hard to be with, if that means I challenge the system, if that means all of those things, then frankly that's what I've got to do, and you know, I live with that. And I have a fantastic team that supports me in being that way and getting that done.
Lovely to meet you and chat to you. Thank you very much, Louise. That's Louise Casey, who's the head of the government's Troubled Families Unit. Any thoughts on that? Of course, we'd love your opinions. I can see actually some of them coming in. Most of them criticising me, Louise, for interrupting you. So there you go. I don't think she minds. You can take it, can't you?
I can take it.
Yeah. With that, she leaves. Louise Casey.